Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. I'm Steve Hemphill, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com, and our website is active-faith.org. Today's episode is Our Kids Are Hearing Voices. Let me start with Job 4. 15 to 16, Amplified. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my skin stood on end. The spirit stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. And then I heard a voice. I got invited to speak in North Arkansas a few years ago. And when I got there on Saturday to set up for one of my four-day spiritual warfare seminars, Demons versus Prayer, the preacher told me he had printed lots of flyers for the event and not a single person had taken a single flyer. No one was inviting their friends and neighbors. And he was pretty sure that after the first lesson on Sunday morning, they were going to ask me to leave, go home. I said, well, let's just see what happens. So we prayed about it that night, and we also staked the building, Bible verses on tent stakes around the building, pray, read the verses, ask God for his will to be done. And they loved it. There were three ministry opportunities that came as a result of that. Now, he'd been there for years, and these ministry opportunities did never come to light. The first one was, one of the deacon's wives asked us to come over to their house and stake their house during the day while her husband was at work. Turned out the reason was he was abusing her every night after work. We staked the house and prayed, and he stopped. The second thing was another deacon's wife came up, and I had mentioned sexting and some problems with that in today's world. And she came and said that I was right about the sexting, and she had been sexting another man in town, and she was deleting his number and not going to do that anymore. Good for her. And then we had a sixth grade girl who flunked her math test. Now, she'd never been a bad student. She's always been a straight A student. But when you got the sixth grade math, it's hard. My wife retired from teaching sixth grade math for 24 years. And I can tell you, it's a lot harder than it was when I took it years ago. And this little girl was so embarrassed about flunking her math test that she went in a room and cried and cried when they got home. They had to meet with the teacher and set up a mentoring program where she could get some one-on-one training. And she finally, the little girl finally came out of her room and said, Mom, I just wish I could be normal. And her mom said, well, what do you mean? Why aren't you normal? And the little girl finally confessed, because I hear voices in my room at night. And her mom said, is that why you quit sleeping in your room a few months ago and started sleeping on the couch in the living room? She said, yes. And the mom said, what do the voices say, honey? She said, the voices say, I'll never amount to anything. I should go ahead and kill myself now. Sixth grade. Our kids are hearing voices. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to pray that your children would be deaf to the voice of the enemy and only be able to hear the voice of truth. You might pray like this. Lord, help my children to be in your word daily and in prayer daily. Help them to know your truth so well they easily recognize the lies of the enemy. Give them ears to hear your truth and let them be deaf to the voices of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being here today. And let me remind you before I leave to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.